This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever a representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 27th, hour two of the broadcast, 2022. I just wanted to finish this up real quick before we go to the phones. We're talking about Moscow demanding Israel quit attacking Syria. We demand that Israel respect the resolution of the United Nations Security Council. Good luck with that. And above all, respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Syrian Arab Republic, Barov said following bilateral talks with Syrian Foreign Minister Faisal Maqdad in Moscow. So, you know, this gets no media coverage whatsoever in America. Imagine that. And we really got just a worldwide powder keg situation going on, most of it created by the United States and Israel, perhaps all of it created by the United States and Israel. And also Fox News, the two men accused of plotting to kidnap Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer with a bomb were found guilty on Tuesday. Tucker Carlson just eviscerated this whole government narrative. I have the video, probably not going to have time to play it today, but they've not been sentenced, but yeah, that whole FBI setup that everyone, you know, is aware of. I mean, even mainstream media talking heads are coming to grips with this, like Tucker Carlson, but they'll probably do, you know, decades in prison for that. All right, to the phones. We're going to the phones. We got Paul, Daryl, Tom, John, and Jeff coming up. Paul in New Jersey, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hello, Farron. Hey, Farron, as for those Philadelphia drug addicts, what's amazing about those junkies is that many of them are able to remain upright, you know what I mean, and ambulatory. Like those kind of like rock 'em, sock 'em, like punching bags you might have had as a kid where you punch it and they fall over and they stand right back up. It's like they're so drugged up, how come they don't fall over? You know, it's amazing. And they have a name for that. They call it the Kensington Shuffle, these fentanyl users. And it's amazing. They get high and then they go into stupor and they're like hunched over and standing. And it's amazing. It defies logic.
I saw that, Paul, in that video. There was people just standing hunched over like they were pretending to be a statue. And, of course, it looks like some sort of zombie apocalypse. But, yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that fentanyl, that must be some really good stuff. I'll have to get some for my end-of-life crisis. Now, listen, I urge Gary Busey to run for president of the United States as a Republican. I think he's the perfect man for the position. You know, because let's be honest about this. It seems like that's the trend among the Democrats. You know, you elect people with brain injuries. Now, Busey was in a motorcycle accident back in 1988, I think in Los Angeles, and he had no helmet on. And ever since, he's been wild and crazy, and he looks a little different. They must have done some surgery on him. Must have been pretty bad. But he's going around groping women and all the rest of this stuff now, and all kinds of outrageous behavior, and nobody does anything, and nobody's going to sue him, and nobody's going to charge him like they would do to, you know, somebody like Harvey Weinstein. You know, so that might be the problem with Harvey Weinstein. He should have just got himself a brain injury, and then he'd be fine, scot-free. You know, but it's fitting in a sense, Farron, because we live in a nation of retards. It's an idiocracy. So why not? What are retards going to do other than elect retarded leaders? You know, and we have one sitting in the White House right now. His name is Joe Biden. You know, he had two different brain surgeries, you know, one was a tumor, I think, and the other something along those lines. But nonetheless, if you have one brain surgery, you should basically be kept out of office because many of these surgeries can cause brain damage, and then you're going to have mental issues, and then who knows what they'll do with a nuclear button. Now, that makes sense. And also, this country, as we know, they love retarded people, and they're creating more retarded people as part of public policy by their immigration policies, by creating more vaxxed people through childhood vaccinations and even adult vaccinations, and also through the completely failed media, and which is not very culturally edifying or informative and intentionally misinformative. And likewise, we have the school system. So the reality is that they love to profess that they want people to be well-read and educated, but that's not the reality. Otherwise, they would outlaw professional sports. Now, in the state of Pennsylvania, Farron, they're currently having an election with this for the U.S. Senate with Dr. Oz, some TV doctor guy. I never watched it. And then the Democrats are running this game, a guy named John Fetterman into the U.S. Senate. He's 6'9", Farron. The man is a literal giant. And he looks like Anton LaVey, the famous Satanist. If you see the pictures, he's got the little goatee going on, that devil look. You know, and so, and he's dressed, he's very unkempt. And Mr. Fetterman just had a stroke about 4 months ago. And they're kind of keeping him from doing long speeches, and they're kind of keeping him from debates, and they're kind of covered all up. But he's obviously had some brain damage from a stroke. But that doesn't stop the Democrats, Farron. It's weekend at Bernie's on steroids. They don't care. They did it with Biden. They put in a retard in the White House. Now they're going to put a retard in the Democratic in the Senate representing the state of Pennsylvania. Because they know when you put a guy with a low IQ up in these positions, they're easily manipulated, and it basically becomes the perfect setup for these cabals. It's like with run-by, in the case of the White House, Ron Klain. You know, he's the guy who's going to handle the president. He is the chief of staff. And he's going to bring in his Jewish psychiatrist to come in there to manage him. And they're going to be able to manipulate that idiot Joe Biden into anything. Anything. And what makes it even better when you have a senile president like Biden is not only will he sign anything you put in front of him, if you can keep the drool off the paper, he'll also, when they need to get rid of him, he can have a coup d'etat, the final blow to the head of the state. He can have a final stroke or heart attack or whatever. And what's great about it, all the blame goes to him. They had the blame and who's going to be blamed all lined up in advance, and they transfer it to the old dead guy, right? And that's how they do it these days. And by the way, they're taking in a sense, they learned their lesson from the Catholic Church, because and there's a really good book about it. It's by Charles Giuliani. He tipped me off on the book. It's called The Vicar of Christ by Peter De La Rosa. And he talks about how the Catholic Church would love to pick these old people. Notice they always pick these very old people to be their popes. And that's because, A, they're less sexual, B, they won't be around as long, and C, they're, of course, they're going to be corrupt, but they're disposable and manipulable, able to be manipulated. And so that's part of the reason why they do this. And that's why we have this Biden as president. It seems like they're going to fill up the Senate with some of these fellas like John Fetterman. And as before I go, I just want to say one more time, Gary Busey for president 2024, fellas. He's our man. And on that note, Farron.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Very interesting. You know, that's some great points on it. It's always an old pope. And as far as Biden goes, they've got everything there. They can have him resign. They lay all the blame of all this disastrous economy on him. The clot shot, they're going to blame on Trump because he stepped right into it with his warp speed and still going around saying, take it, and won't disavow the clot shots. And it really is a testimony of what Paul just said to the ability of these master manipulators. Let's go to Daryl in Canada. Daryl, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Oh, very good, Farron. Yeah, I enjoy Paul's. He had me laughing there pretty good. Yeah, Anton LaVey, you mentioned he's Jewish, of course, and you know, all these people that are going brain dead over the 30 years, these vaccines have just exploded autism, so that's part of it, too. You mentioned Israel just at the end there. Yeah, they have this phenomenon in their mind that they just feel impervious. Anything, totally impervious to anything around, any country around them. They think they can do anything they want. I don't know what took the Russians so long to really give them a pretty stern warning about not doing their stunts, especially in Syria now. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she sponsored that bill to outlaw puberty blockers for under 18. 14 Republicans were along. There's 211 in the House. It just goes to show you, like you like to say, Farron, how worthless and white flag they are. I mean, hopefully there'll be a few more Jim Jordans and Matt Gaetz and Gosars in 23 when they get in. They did get rid of a few rhinos, but, I mean, that's pretty disgusting. Something so obvious like that, 14 out of 211. I mean, I think she'd make a great vice president if Trump ever, or Trump or Busey got in 24. Yeah, she talks about election fraud. She talks about speaks out against the jab. That's something Trump needs to renounce. He needs to start doing this. I mean, this is going to be it's already getting to be a huge issue. Tucker Carlson just eviscerated the issue on Thursday. That was a great first 15 minutes. But this is going to be such a bigger, like a huger issue in 24 when the big die-off starts. And I mean, it's not hard. I mean, everyone makes big mistakes, huge mistakes. I remember in a debate he talked about with Jeb Bush about his brother making a doozy. Everyone makes mistakes, he said, but this was a doozy. Well, Trump made a doozy, but, he can pass it off on Fauci, Burks, Pfizer, Moderna. I mean, the 108 days of clinical study, and then it was off to the races. But it was a joke. I don't know how they all fell for it, but people will forgive him to some degree. I mean, he's been jabbed three times, although I don't know if it's saline, so 50-50. He'll make it to 2024 himself, but, I mean, he needs to fall on his sword. I mean, Wayne Allen Root and Alex Jones keep telling him that. Apparently, from what I'm hearing, whenever guys like that phone him or talk to him, or he has other friends that talk to him on the phone about that and start suggesting that to him, Trump just hangs up on him. Just like that. He's like a little kid, you know? He's like a little kid that this can't take criticism. We all don't like criticism, but, you know, you got to take it sometimes. But he's, you know, he pouts, shows his bottom lip, and just picks his ball up off the schoolyard and runs away. So he needs to do that, and he's going to have no choice if he's going to, because this is going to be such a huge issue with all, like I say, with the die-off coming soon. It's the number one issue by far, and, he's got to do it. Operation Warp Speed was a catastrophe beyond belief, and people are just starting to realize it now. I mean, there's so many studies. There was just a study out of Italy from March of 21 up till just a week ago. 94.2%, I believe it was, of people that have taken the vax have some type of foreign material in the vax and that's got into their veins. It's just absolutely, and the red blood cells are congregating and clotting up. Within 1 month, it's been checked. And that was only within 1 month they checked that. So I don't know after that. Who knows what, you know, the type of clotting and everything. It looks like a snowball going downhill. The red blood cells, it's just a disaster. So, you know, and it's going to, the momentum starting, even the, like you said, even the Democrats, James Clyburn's come out again, that got the blacks in South Carolina to vote for Biden, and that started everything. He's speaking out against Trump now. The Dems would have a good point if they didn't just throw kerosene on the fire for this vaccine, like with a fire hose with kerosene, they'd have a good point. But I mean, it's like the kettle black or whatever it is, the teapot or whatever they call that. People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. So I mean, Trump he could go a long way to getting back in the good graces of the Republic to of the voters, because if he does this, it's not hard.
You know, and Darryl, he has mentioned this at some of these rallies, and the people there have booed him soundly when he brought up the vaccine. So he has to know, and I know he's talked to probably Alex Jones and others. He has to know. But the thing that gets me is he's got the power of a wrecking ball here. If he would come out and say, look, I was duped, I got wrong information, thought I was doing the right thing, I thought this pandemic was going to be way worse than it turned out to be, I didn't know it had a 99% recovery rate, they were telling me different information, I made a mistake, they made a bad vaccine, I never mandated anybody take it, they mandated the Biden administration, I apologize, don't take the vaccine, and all these people need to be held criminally responsible, like Fauci and Borla and Pfizer and on and on and on, the CDC, and for what's happened to the children. And I was operating on information that was untrue, and they knew it was untrue. They gave me misinformation intentionally. And it would, everything in this country would change as far as I'm concerned, with everyone getting the real information and Donald Trump just taking a wrecking ball to the whole establishment. They would be scrambling. That's what I would do if I was him. I don't see how he has any choice. Now, he may think, well, they'll put me in the crosshairs and I'll be the one going to prison. Well, they're trying to do that to him anyway. They're going to do that no matter what. If he doesn't do anything, you're going to just see the media narrative change, more and more Democrats in the media. They're going to say these shots were dangerous, and Donald Trump, he done it too fast, warp speed. He didn't have enough testing, and they're going to lay the whole blame of this whole thing with a nice little tiny bow right at his feet.
Wow, that's such a perfect analogy, Farron. I mean, you guys need to send a tape of this to Mar-a-Lago by FedEx for what you just said, and. That was just perfect. I mean, there's just no end to the things coming out now. There's just a comprehensive study from Thailand saying 30% of 13 to 18-year-olds who got the jab have some type of heart problems. 30%. None of this 1 in 5,000 that you hear and see all this stuff. 30%. I mean, it's just a fraudulent nature of what they've done. There's no way to ignore it, and pretty soon, like I say, in 2024, by then, with the great die-off starting, it's impossible. One last thing I'll say. I wonder how Joe Manchin feels right now after getting prodded after all these months of trying to get a reduction in the inflation. What was it? Inflation Reduction Act. He finally went in on something that was about half as big or so of what they were trying to do. And now with Biden, with the student loan fiasco, it's going to cost around a trillion. They're talking $300 billion. And some people are saying 500, 600. When you start doing the math on it, and more than likely over the years, when it's all said and done, it's going to be $1 trillion, another $1 trillion. So I wonder how he feels. I'd love to have a conversation with Joe, with him right now, and see how he feels with this after this. Go ahead, friend.
Oh, it's just so absurd. It really is. You're just sitting back and you're watching a administration go down a recipe for complete nation wrecking and just checking the boxes off,
right.
and vote buying all these people that do benefit from this. He's hoping he will get support for the Democratic Party. And it's just sickening. It is really sickening to see what's unfolding here. They don't ever talk about helping the people that go to trade school, that maybe go to be machinists or work on air conditioning or electronics or whatever. They never. It's always the ones that went to 4-year colleges. They're the ones that they need to help. The ones that went and got educations that didn't do them any damn good to start with.
Right. And one last thing. It turns out that 30% of these, well, not 30% of the, but of the blacks are the biggest receivers of these things. So that's no surprise why he did it then. Okay, Farron, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Coming back, Tom, John in Tennessee, Jeff in Utah, Bruce in Texas. Back in moments.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone call for the rest of the broadcast. We've got Tom, John, Jeff, Bruce, and Miles coming up. Tom in Florida, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Hey, Farron. Hi. Very good day to you. Another very truthful call by Paul. That was a good call by Paul. Farron, I got a few things on my mind, but here's this number one. Let's start with this. First off, we don't need to fighting the two largest countries in the world. Russian countries do not need to be nuking each other, which is the United States and Russia. We need to get that off the table. We got to point the finger at actually who's trying to manipulate and stir up this pot. We know who it is. So we'll leave that at that. But, you know, Farron, I was just listening to your commercial. They have on RBN about immigration. They have running a nice ad here on RBN about the 900,000 never been caught or nothing. They've been just running all over the United States. Well, here in the Herald, they're finally starting to admit that this has gotten out of hand with the immigration situation. It's just absolutely insane. But DeSantis here in Florida is not going to take the illegals. He's going to kick them up to Delaware, which we have to have that pertinent that he does that. Now, what's going on here, Farron, is they're talking here in South Florida about the electrical bills. The electric bills here in South Florida have gone up 30, 40% in the last year and a half since this bumbling, retarded buffoon has gotten office. We're facing a disaster with this guy. And you know, Farron, I looked at, you go to Home Depot right now, you got 300 of these illegals trying to jump in your truck. They're not even residents. They're just trying to jump in your truck, and they want you to put them to work or something. You know, give them a few bucks. I'm like, wait a minute, where are all these people living at? So when they're at the Home Depot in the daytime, Farron, where do they go at night? Because I don't see no tent cities or anything, and I can't imagine what's going on in New York with all these illegals that are being bused from Texas up there. Where are these people sleeping? In these hotels, motels? I mean, where's all these illegals going? But in the daytime, they're released to go over to Home Depot or Lowe's or all that and try to find jobs, you know, any kind of job they can get. And if I look at the way I'm looking at this, Farron, this is competition against the white and Afro-American men in this country. And I notice when I look at construction, when they put the gas lines or any county lines, I don't see no white males on the crew. None. Maybe you see maybe a handful of blacks. They're all Hispanic. They're not coming here. What's going on here is a total disgrace, what we have done to our country. We have allowed to happen to our country. And if you remember, Farron, right when Donald Trump got elected president in 2016, you had that Israeli schmuck, double agent, Mossad agent, Chucky Schmucky Schumer, saying that we're going to watch everything you do, Trump. We're going to make sure. And you know, he was signaling right then and there in 2016 that they're going after Donald Trump. The Israeli state is going to go after him. That's the way I look at this. So I remember, and then look at Schumer's talking, threatening the Supreme Court justice, Farron. Nothing happened to him. If that would have been a Republican, out of office, that would have been out of office. The media would have packed that Republican like till no end. Now, here's what I really want to get to you with you on, Farron, and I want some of the callers to let them hear this one. I'm watching the news about Mitch McConnell, and McConnell is pulling ads out of Alaska and Arizona because I guess they're going to do other funding in other states. Okay, fine. But this guy's father-in-law is a Chinese Communist Party member. Elaine Chao's father is a Communist Party member. He's in the shipping business. How can this guy be a United States senator when there's conflict of interest here? Mitch McConnell. The guy looks like like the Walking Dead. I mean, and this guy's a United States senator. And he's the head of the Senate, the Republican Senate. It's ridiculous. And then he's going around saying, you never hear this guy say a word too much about immigration. Well, you know, it's got to be accepted. No. It's called breaking the law. It's federal laws on the books, like Michael Rivera always says. Title 8, you know, Article 1, Title 8. And we're allowing our country to be invaded every day. And we got to deal with the competition, the food, the electric, everything. It's going to wipe this country out in the next 10 years. Yeah, and the last call was right about COVID. How come Fauci isn't in the handcuffs? This was not Mother Nature making this COVID. This was a man-made design to destroy the human race or wipe it out or cleanse it of the population. And all these billionaires that keep saying the world's overpopulated, like Bill Gates. Well, Bill Gates, why didn't you have your wife have abortions? If you didn't want to have kids, Bill Gates. If the world's so overpopulated, Bill Gates. Why, you know, why is Bill Gates spending, well, I saw where him and his father, Farron, spent $18 billion in Africa for water desalination and food programs. I don't see Bill Gates never gave me a damn dime. Bill Gates ain't helping me, Farron. What has he done for me? What has he done for you? Nothing.
I'm with you.
He hasn't done.
And that McConnell,
no, this guy's ridiculous.
And that McConnell is horrible. We got about a minute to the break. Anything else you'd like to add real quick? We'll come back with John in Tennessee.
Yeah, I just want to add this, Farron. You know, I'm looking at California. I have friends out there. California is basically, it's a no man's zone anymore because, you know, they're having a water shortage out there, basically, supposedly. But my friend told me there's no work for white guys over there. They're all fleeing. They're literally fleeing over to you know, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, wherever they can go. But they're basically all fleeing because they can't. There's no, the trade business over there for lock masons, electrical work, plumbing, they're all leaving. They're basically leaving, Farron, unless they're going to Northern California. But Southern California's gone. It's just totally wiped out.
Hey, thank you so much. I got music coming back. John in Tennessee, Jeff in Utah, Bruce, Miles coming up. Back in moments.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 512-248-8252. Support RBN. Donate to RBN if you enjoy this broadcast. Donate to the network. Tell them you enjoy this broadcast. Ask for nothing. It takes money to run the network. I really like Tom was saying, I really like that. I don't know if it's only played at the top of the hour, but that clip that was running down some of the sad facts about our broken immigration process and our borders. Really important. All right, John in Tennessee, patiently holding. How you doing, John? What's on your mind? Okay. No, John, we can't hear you. You might have to call back in. We can't hear you at all. Jeff in Utah. Hey there, Jeff.
First of all, second of all, I'd like to say your most entertaining caller by far is Paul. But now it's time for a wake-up call for your audience, which they've been needing for a long time. So here it goes. There's no man or party that's coming to save you. Both parties are controlled by the elites, the Illuminati. There are no elections. There are only selections. They select the two candidates who they both run, own, and control. They control both of them. That's why they don't care who wins. Trump is controlled by the Rothschild family. Wilbur Ross put him in the power position. And now Trump is an actor playing his part. He's an actor on the, you can look up on the internet, internetmoviedatabase.com. It will show you all of the movies and all the things that he's been in. He's a run and controlled actor. He had more information on the vaccine than anybody, being in the power position that he was in. I knew the vaccine was bad 20 years ago as I've been studying these things. If anybody thinks that he's playing 5D chess, but he's dumb enough to be fooled about the vaccine, they need to seriously check themselves and why they're not awake. The Deagle Report says that 90% of this country will be dead by the year 2025. So people are talking about elections, this and that. There's a digital currency coming in that's going to run, own, and control everything. You're not going to be voting. You're not going to be paying for gasoline. You're not going to be buying food without the mark of the beast, without that digital currency. So I don't know what people are thinking about an election, but this country is in a lot of trouble, and there's only supposed to be 90 million people alive by 2025, so I'd like to get your reaction to that.
Well, you know, you may be surprised, Jeff. A large part of this audience does believe, and I'm one of them, that the elections are selections, that they give us who they want to give us, and they give us what they want us to have in every other respect, too. That's why our education system's in the shape it's in. Illuminati, I guess I would want to go a little further. I mean, I know it was founded by Adam Weinstein, and I know a good bit about it. But the current Illuminati, I don't know. But, you know, we do know who really holds the reins of power in this country and in the world as far as with control of the financial institutions and the media. So I loved your phone call. I agree with that. We did miss whatever your first point was. I think you went and brought it up. But yeah, a lot of people in this audience is going to totally agree. And I've said for a long time that we're not going to vote our way out of this. There's not a political solution to our problems anymore. So we may agree more, Jeff, than you think. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, the people are fooled. A lot of people are fooled that they don't realize that Donald Trump's 7 bankruptcies, he was bailed out once by George Soros at a Trump Tower, and he was bailed out by the Rothschilds, who are the biggest Illuminati family, along with the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, the Orsinis, the Medicis. I mean, there's like 13 families that run the world, basically. There's actually 8,000 people that run and control the over 7 billion people in the country. And Trump is just playing his part as an actor. If you look up his credits, I said on the IMDb, you'll see that he was groomed for this position years ago. The Rothschilds said they could use him because of the name brand. Trump was a brand that people knew and liked and was popular to get, you know, so they could get him elected. Trump is just an actor. They're acting like they're going after him. So they keep as long as they can keep the divide and conquer going, they can get their new world system in. Nothing's going to change that. No man's going to change that. I have pictures of Trump, DeSantis, and every politician in Israel kissing the Wailing Wall, wearing the yarmulke on their head. These people are all... Israel basically is one of the biggest... They run the United States and most of the world.
Yeah, I've seen those too, Jeff. I agree with all of that. It'll be interesting to see the caller's reaction to your call. You're always welcome here to call in and speak your mind up. I think there's a lot of people that's going to agree with a whole lot of that. All right, John is back. John, how you doing? Let's see if we can hear you.
I am doing well. Can you hear me now on my Verizon phone?
Yes, you're coming in good. Go ahead.
I agree with Jeff. That's actually why I called, Farron. Look, we are watching and we are witnessing good cop, bad cop. You know, listen, this guy that ran for president and won and ran again and supposedly lost, he had a red hat on that said MAGA. Do you people understand what a MAGA is? It's a magician. It's a level of Freemasonry. MAGA. That's what it is. And I agree with Jeff. You know, they've all been seen kissing the Wailing Wall and shoving little pieces of paper, supposedly prayers, into the cracks. How many Christians realize what the Wailing Wall is? It's not the temple wall. It is a remaining wall of a Roman fort. You know, when the Bible says, and I don't want to turn this into church, but when the Bible says not one stone will be left upon another, it means the temple's gone. The wall that they're praying at, the ones that are praying at the wall that are genuflecting and doing all sorts of things in front of that wall are literally synagogue of Satan Jews. They are Satan-serving Judaizers. And people say, well, you don't know who that is. No way of telling who that is. But you know them by the fruit. We're watching ignorant, in the truest sense of the word, ignorant. They don't know. They haven't got the information. Ignorant people around the world falling in line, agreeing with, you called him Pawn the Sean, I call him the little leprechaun, you know. And I chuckled when you said that, because he is literally a CIA agent. And people turn him on to get the truth from the Central Intelligence Agency leprechaun. That's all it is. Everything that you turn on and you watch that you think it's true, turn it around 180 degrees and you'll have the truth. You mentioned earlier the Montana Freeman that was talking in 1995 about weather modification. How many people know that when Clinton was president, his Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, was in Atlanta talking to a delegation that included Senator Lugar and others, where he was talking about ecological warfare, creating volcanoes, creating earthquakes, creating hurricanes, creating floods, creating fires. And if America didn't get on board with it, they'd be left behind. It's weather warfare, just like you said earlier. It was there when we were children, Farron. We watched it on cartoons, this evil scientist. I'm going to control the world. I'm going to control the weather. They have to. They're obliged to tell you what they're going to do. You just don't have ears to hear or eyes to see.
Yeah, Legion of Doom, you know, did that. Well, let me give you the last word. I got a full bank. I'm going to try to get everybody on. I got about 14 minutes left.
I'll just say this. I haven't voted since 08. I will never vote again, because the lesser of two evils is still evil. You know, well, I want this one because it's not as bad as this one. You take one step towards evil, you're never going back towards what's right. The lesser of two evils is an oxymoron. They're both evil. And if, you know, we're reaping what we're sowing, because we're blessing Israel with $52 million a day, giving Satan worshipers God's money, and we expect to be blessed. It's not happening. It can't happen. Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you so much. Great points as always. Bruce in Texas, how you doing? What's on your mind?
How you doing there? I'll try to be as quick as possible. I've been looking for this document here. And, yeah, Trump is in the International Movie Database, and he made a lot of cameos, WWE. They made documentaries about him. And, yeah, sure, he's, you know, the Zion Don. Remember that meme that was going around, you know? And I've pointed it out on this show, you know. But, I mean, I think we just got to be careful, because there's a big, ever since his poll numbers went sky high after the Mar-a-Lago raid, I've noticed some funny things going on, like, you know, Alex Jones, and he goes off into saying, you know, he has to just avow the vax, you know. The guy is a businessman. He's not a doctor, and he is being told that millions are going to die unless you do this. So what the hell did you expect them to do? What would you, you know, you got to be rational about this, you know, and so they put this albatross around his neck, you know. They stole the election with the damn virus, with the mail-in ballot. This is all done under the surface, you know, and some of us saw it early, most didn't. And so, you know, staying home, what is that going to accomplish, you know? Oh, don't vote because there's no sense in voting. Well, then why are they cheating the election? Do you get my point there, Farron?
I do, Bruce. And I get the point, too, where Donald Trump, if you're president and you're facing the unknown of a pandemic, and all you've got's these advisors, you know, it put him in a real spot I wouldn't cherish to be in. But you know, and then I agree too that I think we're beyond the point of a political solution, because even if you have a great president, you've still got Mitch McConnell and the rest of this den of vipers, that's the worthless Republicans and the demon rat Democrats. So, you know, still, where are you at, you know?
Yeah, okay, well, that's what I had on that. It wasn't why I called, but I just, it's kind of funny. You know, Alex Jones said that, I was talking to somebody in January in the Ukraine, in our government, that was telling us that there was going to be an invasion. And these people are now training the Ukrainians on how to shoot down Russian helicopters. Well, that's just like his Mossad agent pal that came over to the studio and told him to quit talking about Jews and 9/11. Okay, and he had this big judgment over his head, you know, and now he gets these Bitcoin million anonymous donations, and now we all, you know, I don't hear any more about this. It's just strange. That's all I'm saying. And we got to be careful about, you know, we got to just keep our eyes open. That's all, because I don't like being manipulated.
I'm with you on that, Bruce, because today that I read the news about Marjorie Taylor Greene being swatted for the second time. I turned it over there, and Alex was claiming that he had been swatted either 5 or 7 times. I can't remember. He said, I've never made mention of this before, but I've been swatted. Let's just say 6 times. I can't. It's either 5 or 7. I've been swatted 6 times, but you know, I don't like talking about that. And I was like, wow. So this, you're the king of the spear of the being swatted too. I mean, it just rings of kind of unbelievable sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah. The DeSantis is their choice now. You know, Netanyahu was the first one, the first world leader to congratulate Joe Biden on his election, quote unquote, victory. The first leader. So that's got to tell you something there. They've thrown Trump under the bus, and they've had that Mossad agent son-in-law of his underneath them. And it's just, I don't know. You know, I'm not a MAGA hat wearer, but, you know, at the same time, like I said, I don't like being fooled. But anyhow, did you hear the New York City mayor is complaining? And it's all over. It's on the Daily Mail. UK. The New York City officials say Texas Governor Greg Abbott is barcoding people and treating them as less than human after another 4 buses of migrants arrived Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. These are, yeah. It's almost like the Holocaust in the cattle cars is the narrative. You know, these are like little tags that you wear around your wrist, like when you go into the hospital. You know, they're just to track people, and it's a form of intimidation. You know, you can't get away from this Holocaust narrative, and when they pull it out, you know who's complaining about it. You know.
Oh yeah, you can do a Holocaust story every week on a broadcast like this, just like the art. You know, it's just always somewhere. I just pointed out to point out that it's always being pointed out. But yeah. let me grab. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me hit this with you before I go. You mentioned the Las Vegas shooting. Okay, let's see if you can hear this. There were multiple firearms firing at Las Vegas. I had a bump stock AR. Let me tell you, it takes training to use it properly. You don't just put one on and then start firing it up. You got to have a delicate pressure on the forearm of the rifle in order to get it to work. And if you're aiming down with a 100-round drum mag underneath your AR, it's not going to recoil enough for you to cycle the weapon. So the whole Las Vegas thing, it was done by some special ops people. Those are fully automatic weapons. And anyhow, that's what I had on that there. But thanks for taking my call.
Good information on that, Bruce. I never shot with bump stock, but that makes sense. Balls in Maine, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, Farron, good morning. I got to agree with Bruce about voting. I mean, yeah, it might not do a lot, but it shows our displeasure. And it's better than just totally conceding. And, you know, not only that, some of the liberals are actually seeing this, because they're still wondering what happened to their boy Bernie. So, I mean, even if it pauses them to think a minute, it's a pretty good thing, I think. If thinking in any aspect now for these people is a wonderful thing. And, you know, as far as someone, they have their Alex Jones swatted five times. I mean, if my neighbor had his home swatted five times, I think I might be asking him, could he move?
Are you asking this, SWAT team to, like, maybe call first, or, you know, take for granted maybe it's going to be a repeated SWAT attempt? Go ahead.
Yeah. It appears one decent thing that happened was they decertified that Arizona election. And I got to think to myself, well, I wonder what the Supreme Court's thinking, because it wasn't it them who said the people had no standing? Well, obviously, someone in Arizona has some standing. So it was interesting. And a comment on Bruce with something that he had mentioned, that Las Vegas shooting. You know what interests me? That kind of shooting. And how come nothing was bulldozed over there? No hotel or parking lot or nothing? I don't know. That's usually one of the first things they always call for in those kinds of incidents. And you know, with regards to what Tom was mentioning, you know, these illegals, they're already on the payroll anyway. So when they show up at Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever they're at, you know, that's just sign change, because they're already on assistance. And like a deputy pointed out to me, I called them and said, what are all these illegals out here? They had big buckets and people were just driving by throwing them money, you know. And he says, these people come out all the time. We know them. There's not much we can do. They're on assistance. We reported them to assistance that they're out here working and that they're out here panhandling and making money. And so there's just not a whole lot you can do with them until somebody enforces these laws, and they don't pay any taxes either. And with regards to Trump, you know, okay, Jeff, I like your call, but who are we going to vote for? Okay, at least Trump did throw us a couple nice fat bones, you know. And as far as all this, I don't know. Do you think Trump would subject himself? Trump might know what's going on, but there's got to be more to this, because would he subject his family to all this, all these investigations and criticism and all these lawsuits and all these different things? I don't think so. I mean, Trump might know, and they might know that Trump knows, and they might know that Trump was trying to do something, arcanely or something to maybe assist the people, and they want to just let him know they're sending him a warning. But I just can't believe wholeheartedly that Trump knows, and he might know what's going on, but there's not a lot he can do about it. And maybe he figures he's going to do a few things while he can. But my question is, if we don't vote for Trump and we don't vote for DeSantis, then what do? Just have another Biden by default, or Hillary, or whatever? I mean, you have to at least show your displeasure. And with that, Darren, I'd just like to hear your comments, and thanks for another great show.
Well, you know, I'd like to say on Trump, one thing you can accredit him for, no matter what, at least from my point of view and the area I live in, he has got a whole bunch of the normies distrusting the news media. And that is a great thing. Exactly. You know, that is a great thing, the way he threw the media under the bus, called them fake news, and it stuck, and he proved it. Because I have family members that believed in news media about all, you know, Syria and all these wars and everything else, and then they completely started distrusting it. And then, of course, since then, with what we've seen with the FBI and the rigged election, totally distrust for the media. But Miles, great phone call, great point on the Arizona election too, in the Supreme Court, great point. Let me grab Tom. He's the last caller. We've got just a few minutes left. Thanks again, Miles. Tom in Utah.
Hi, Farron. I was going to discuss this modern-day Sanhedrin, you know, the legal system, since you only have a few moments. I've been fighting for the innocence of a man for 4.5 years. We finally got a little bit of success. So rather than discuss it, just go to tominutah.com. Also go to change.org, and you can see, first of all, how the Sanhedrin, or the courts, are so far gone, and they've always been that far gone. We had a man who was handicapped, and they figured he was just trash to throw away. But we've done battle, and we've made so they can't throw away the trash. It's really sad that the courts have become the real problem. And these cases, demonstrated that. Sorry about me being a little tired, but anyway, that's it. Just go to TomlinUtah.com and see this case with this handicapped individual.
What's his name, Tom?
What's that?
What's the gentleman's name? The handicapped individual, what's his name? Or her name?
Ron Macon.
Okay,
that
way...
Go to Tom in Utah.
Yeah, that way anyone that goes there will know their own right story.
Yeah, this has been a 4.5-year battle. And finally, the court kind of realized it didn't have evidence. It was strong enough to convict him. So they offered a no contest, which is a real miracle. Most people believe a no contest is basically an admission of guilt, but no, it's not. It's the admission of this prosecution that they don't have anything substantial. But they sure were trying to fake, how to say, evidence. We have a court system that is so screwed up, so evil. Nothing else can be done right.
Well, that's about the truth, Tom.
Anyway, thanks. Thanks, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Real quick, I wanted to get in headlines on RT.com right now. Pentagon signs deal to make air defense systems for Ukraine. Now, you know, Putin's been talking about this a lot, how, you know, the United States is funding, targeting Russians for Ukraine. So this is mo money, mo war, mo money, mo war. The situation with Israel and Russia, I mean, it is almost biblical, or it is biblical, really, but we are seeing an escalation of danger in this world that I think is to the highest point that most of our lifetimes. I was thinking about this the other day, Tom, being in Utah. You know, with all the promotion of homosexuality, the promotion of transgenderism, last week I played the clips of promotion of pedophilia. You know, one thing that they don't promote? Polygamy. They don't promote polygamy. They don't want polygamy. It was actually in 1899, it was a condition for statehood for Utah that they outlaw or make illegal polygamy. So all of this other, and I'm not saying I'm for polygamy or against it. I'm just saying, isn't it interesting that when they're eliminating all the social norms, that's not a direction they want to go in, is condoning that. It has to be all this immorality and depravity. All right, great phone calls. Appreciate it, everyone. Till next week, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.